Yeah, let that one rest a little. So let's do a little practice round. Dan,
4, 5, 17.
I'm gonna do a 4-second handicap.
Okay, so I'll get my slapping hand ready.
Yep. And it feels really bright in here now with the
light.
Yeah, it does.
But now we'll be able to see things and get better definition in the photos, because it does pick up really great stills. But with the light so low, I don't want to try.
Solo.
Okay.
Solo round.
Ooh, I like this
one.
Which one is that?
The monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Rachel is saying that's
cheers.
Good.
Cheers.
Clink.
Okay, where shall
solo.
We?
Solo.
Where shall we begin?
Snot.
I'm gonna do it like I did
meatball.
the other week and reference the.
That's my other strategy. Throw you two off.
That works.
I think I've drank enough as well that my brain's a little fuzzy.
Oh, yeah.
My brain's very fuzzy.
Brain's working like a top. Let's go.
The week that Kia was on and I used cow. That was pretty effective.
Cow.
Because I think shortly thereafter I was using moo to mess things up.
Yeah.
Cow.
Moo.
Moo.
Okay. So for this evening, and I'll announce this when we actually get into the episode, I'm gonna reference the top 250 movies on IMDb.
Okay.
So let's start with something that has people in it that we like. So we're going to name.
It's a practice round.
I just noticed that there's a movie called The Intouchables, not The Untouchables.
Oh, yeah.
Two.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to start with number 49 on the list of...
Snot, I know that one, though.
Yeah,
yeah, right?
Oh, I like your nose.
You look like you're dying, like, in a hospital, because you put the clipper
right
underneath
your nose.
It does
kind of look like you have emphysema or something.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just getting... vapor oxygen. Beer plus beer.
You know what? Yeah. You could be going to that one place, Oxygenate.
The oxygen bar?
Yeah, that place that's in... I'll do double oxygen.
Dude, has anyone ever done an oxygen bar
I did
here?
It twice.
How was it?
It's worthless. It just smells good. I'd rather light a candle. But it costs like 25,
yeah,
30.
I know. It's
yeah, you have to really
smell.
Just kind of dig deep with the breathing.
Yeah.
It's really not worth it. And then they say you get a massage. No, they put you in a massage chair that's probably a good 10 years old.
Tangent for a second and a half. Has anyone done one of those aqua massage things where they put
yes.
you in the casket?
No.
They are glorious.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
They are amazing.
Okay, duly noted.
Do it.
Okay. I don't know where one is at this point. I was just thinking about that.
Mall of America. They have a store at Mall of America that does it.
Okay.
Aqua massage.
You could probably buy one for like $5,000 too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let me get on my checkbook because I have checks as well.
I have lots of money, but I still run on checks because I'm classic.
Obviously, if you need oxygen in your nose, you have a checkbook.
At least this doesn't smell bad. That's what I'm happy about right now. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
49.
So, we're going to name people... Well, we're going to start by naming a person who was on the cast of The Departed. Departed, for those that don't
know. Meatball.
Bostonian. Dan.
Yeah, let's go with Jack Nicholson.
All right, movie.
Meatball.
Dan.
As Good as It Gets.
All right. Movie.
Meatball.
Dan.
Batman.
Nice. Cast.
I'll just let that one burn out because I couldn't remember which one he was.
Oh, okay.
I know who it was, but I can't think of who it was.
All right.
What was his name? Curly hair.
Michael Keaton.
Thank you.
All right. We'll start with...
Are we going into the real thing now?
No.
Okay. Oh, you will know when the real game
what
begins.
Levels?
Yeah, we will call attention.
Yes. So let's go with The Green Mile.
Boop.
Rachel.
Tom Hanks.
Movie.
Meatball.
Dan.
Big.
Okay. Movie. It's so not another Tom Hanks movie. Katie.
Forrest Gump.
Movie.
It's not.
Katie.
The Terminal.
Movie again.
It's not.
Katie.
Castaway.
Oh, you stole mine.
Movie.
Bitch.
Meatball.
Mm-mm. Dan.
Joe versus the Volcano.
Cast.
No fucking clue.
Meatball.
Dan.
Meg Ryan.
Movie.
Boop. Sleepless Rachel. In Seattle.
Hey, okay. Cast.
Meatball.
Dan.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Movie.
It's not.
Katie.
Harriet the Spy.
Cast.
It's not.
Katie.
Misha Barton.
Cast.
Wanna know?
Yeah, I just named the wrong person.
I was Michelle Trachtenberg.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
Michelle Trachtenberg.
Because I thought we were going to get into a couple other things.
Yeah, I was going to do Michelle Trachtenberg, and then I got them confused, and I said the wrong name.
Okay, so do you feel comfortable enough?
Mm-hmm.
One more, maybe, in? just to be safe.
Okay.
One more.
We'll do one more. No.
How do we do meatballs?
No.
No.
Done.
You fucker.
Done. No. No, it's not fucker. It's just
fuck
you.
No.
You fuck.
You fuck.
You, fuck.
You fucking fuck.
That's the advanced version.
You fucking fuck.
Yes. You're welcome.
Most good. Most good, Dankins.
Reservoir Dogs.
Never seen it.
Meatball.
Dan.
Tim Roth.
Cast.
You're not doing a very Meatball. Good job of Dan. Being inclusive.
Quentin Tarantino.
Cast. We're getting there.
No, you're not.
Meatball.
You keep saying things Steve that Buscemi. Only Dan can answer.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
I'm just going from this list.
No.
And we are, the point is to branch out into places where we can all play.
He was hoping that I'd find specific names. He thought I'd name something else earlier on for Reservoir Dogs, but I went with things that I knew first because that's how I play. So now that we've hit something that is a little more commonly known, he's hoping to branch out as a result.
Right. So Steve Buscemi movie.
It's not.
Katie.
I can't think straight.
That's 5 seconds.
Meatball.
So you lose a point. Mm-hmm. Dan.
The Island.
All right. A movie.
It's not.
Katie.
The Big Lebowski.
There it is. Cast.
It's not.
Katie.
Jeffrey.
You need a little more than that.
Is his last name Rush?
Based on mentality, do you want to do more like the collaborative games tonight?
I stink at this.
No, you don't.
Because we could do like build a title.
No,
or
honestly,
we,
it's just like go around the green circle. Fucking mile. Yeah, there's Tom Hanks.
And unless then, like, you like stick to romance movies or horror movies, I'm going to stink.
Hmm. Or
but do you know names of movies just generally? Like not like
or
trying
Finding
to name...
Nemo. Or...
My problem is I don't know names of celebrities.
You can use TV shows
I don't
shows
follow.
Also.
Yeah, so. But I don't know names of celebrities. Like I've watched a lot of movies and TV shows. I'll be like, hey, that one kid from Malcolm in the Middle.
Should we try a round of build a title to see how successfully that works instead?
Yeah, we can do more collaborative games tonight for sure.
Sorry.
No. We want to cater to you as guests.
Yeah.
Rather than something where it's games where Adam and I play regularly.
Yeah.
So build a title instead is taking movie and TV titles and then stitching them together to make one long title.
Okay.
So like Malcolm in the Middle. For that, you'd have to come up with something that begins with middle to stitch onto the end of Malcolm in the Middle, or something that ends in Malcolm or Malk.
I wish that we could stick things in the middle like Malcolm X in the middle.
That'd be great.
That would be fun, though
it kind of messes with
like,
the game.
It'd get pretty lost in its own self.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Malcolm in the Middle is kind of a hard starter.
Malcolm X-Men in the Middle.
Yeah, exactly.
X-Men.
Yeah. But, Adam, if you want to, I don't know if you have any good starter. Okay. Simple one. And usually we try to go, like, in a rotation, but if somebody can't figure out, they just throw it out to everyone. So, like, Iron Man. So, something that ends in iron or begins in man.
Iron Man on the Moon.
There you go. So, now it's Iron Man on the Moon. So, something that begins with iron or ire or something that ends in or that starts with moon.
Iron moon. Man on the Moon Man? Is there a movie called Moon Man?
I don't
moon
think
man?
So.
Oh,
how okay. about Iron Man on the Moonrise Kingdom?
There you go.
Okay. That's good. I just really wanted to say Iron Man on the Moon Man.
Something that begins with King. Oh, Kingdom okay. I got one. Iron Man on the Moonrise King, Dumb and Dumber.
Yes, I knew you were going to do that. Huh. I did. I saw it in your eyes.
Oh,
So yeah, Iron, yeah,
Iron Man on the Moon,
Rise King,
Dumb and Dumb Murder. She Wrote.
Ooh, trying to remake that, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Murder She Wrote.
Why?
You know, it's a property that's been successful, so why not try to make as much money off of it as possible? Okay. So iron.
Okay, would wrote be like close enough to road to be like road to perdition or whatever?
Murder She Wrote to no.
Or Roadhouse. Yeah, not quite. Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Yes.
Roadhouse.
Yeah, I like that. I'm gonna use it.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Veto.
No, it's not close enough.
You guys suck.
We go with phonetic versus no connection.
Otis.
Nothing starts with rote.
Oat.
Otis.
And bar.
Oat.
Oat.
Oat. Oat field. Oat.
Rote. Oatmeal.
Okay, so iron. So I keep thinking of Man in the Iron Mask.
Could we just use like the t sound? Like
you,
rote.
You need a full solid syllable.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to be like rote Talladega Nights.
Nah.
Not quite.
It needs
yeah.
to be like that oat.
Okay.
But I mean that could just, we can give up on games very easily and then switch over to, you know, a new if either of you wants to come up with a starting point that's a minimum of two words and every addition also has to be two words. So like, you can't just like if we had middle of the road, you couldn't just say the road as an add-on because you're not adding anything,
yeah. Okay.
Kind of thing.
Iron Man on the Moonrise Kingdom, King Dumb and Dumb Murder. She Wrote.